Welcome. My name is Dana Cooperson. I'm Research Director for Analysys Mason's Network Facing Software and Professional Services Research and our overall telecom software and services forecast and share research. As you'll probably already be aware, Mobile World Congress 2020 was canceled due to health concerns over the coronavirus. Despite this, my colleagues and I pressed ahead with our annual Mobile World Congress webinar based on our ongoing research and on multiple virtual briefings with operators and vendors. This podcast is a summary of what I presented during the webinar on the topic of network and service automation. If you've listened to any of my colleagues' discussion of 5G, new architectures such as vRAN, and the expansion of enterprise services such as those that support IoT, SD-WAN, and edge compute, you may have noticed that there are two assumptions implicit in their discussions. First, that network and services must be designed, deployed, and operated more efficiently at scale. And second, that a wider array of customers and partners, including other operators, must be managed and charged and billed much more effectively than in the past. An evolution to closed-loop automation, and this is where information from the network, telemetry, or what have you, is captured, analyzed, insights are drawn from this research, from this information. Actions are then determined based on rules and policies in place, and then management and orchestration systems are directed to put forth these actions on the network. This happens in a closed-loop manner over and over again. This is the market goal, but we're not anywhere close to that yet. It requires increased programmability of the network, and it includes and needs and requires different approaches to rolling out networks, such as macro and cell sites, in support of business requirements. So how far are we from achieving such closed-loop automation today? Well, much of the infrastructure that is already deployed in networks is not very programmable or remotely controllable, and we are in the early days of the partner and inter-operator automation that I spoke about earlier. In fact, research from automation survey we did last year indicates that of the 52 CSPs we surveyed, about half of them looked at network automation as a top three strategic initiative. About three quarters because they needed new ways to reduce OPEX. That was their main driver. But of those we surveyed, 52% said that they were only implementing basic network automation use cases today. So again, very far away from achieving anything like closed loop automation. But as I mentioned, it is early days, and in any event, our research shows that the best way to proceed with network and service automation is to start small and execute in a series of steps while moving incrementally toward the ultimate goal, such as closed-loop operations. No big bangs, they don't work. So if we had been at Mobile World Congress in Barcelona, what would we have seen in terms of progress in network and service automation? Well, the announcements we've seen loosely fall into four different buckets: programmable infrastructure, new software systems or platforms, software applications, typically that run on top of other platforms, and new approaches to professional services. So let's take each of these in turn. First, programmable infrastructure. A programmable automated fixed network that supports mobile networks is absolutely critical for 5G. At Mobile World Congress, we would have seen a lot of activity in cell site routing in anticipation of 5G in two areas. The first area is in programmable SDN-enabled routers for cross-hauling mobile traffic with programmability features that allow for protocol and interface shifts over time, for example, for new approaches to front haul or for new types of Open RAN or vRAN systems. These cell site routers have programmable timing synchronization and support for hard and soft slicing mechanisms. Such routers were announced by Ciena, a first-time router vendor, Routing Market Gorilla, Cisco, and ZTE, among others. We would also have seen a new approach to cell site routing, such as disaggregated cell site gateways, one of which was announced by Infinera providing the software in partnership with EdgeCore providing the white box hardware, and based on specifications from the telecom infrastructure project, which are being deployed by Telefonica Germany for example. Such disaggregated cell site routers give CSPs a lot of flexibility in exactly what type of white box hardware they want to use and with whose software they want to integrate it. The second type of announcement we would have seen relates to new software systems. Three vendors announced network orchestration or management products of note. First, Nokia announced a new cloud-native, cloud-portable replacement for its venerable NetAct mobile network management system called Nokia Network Operations Master. This is a next-gen NMS built for the 5G era. The product aims to automate simpler and more repeatable tasks, such as network configuration management, so that experienced staff can focus on harder problems. From VMware, which has been methodically moving up the software stack, we would have seen VMware Telco Cloud Automation, a software solution focused on helping CSPs bring together their IT and telco cloud workloads onto a single horizontal platform. Three, we would have seen IBM announce its Telco Network Cloud Manager, which modularly combines its orchestration and assurance software with Red Hat's virtual infrastructure container management software, along with a broad network of network functions vendors. So they're the three big systems we would have seen, amongst others. We also would have seen eSIM management platforms such as those provided by Amdocs and Ericsson. eSIM management is becoming a really big deal. The third type of announcements we would have seen for automated systems include software applications. The most notable at Mobile World Congress would have been related to slicing. I'll talk about four different vendors that released notable slicing announcements, for example, focused on 5G networks. Amdocs with its 5G Slice Manager, which includes slice design, management, orchestration, partner management, and charging and billing functions. Ciena with its 5G Intelligent Automation Solution, which is focused on vendor agnostic slicing. Cisco, which launched the new IoT Control Center and related software to allow cross-domain policy, visibility, and control across 5G networks, for now focused on IoT service slices, and Nokia, which is developing 4G, 5G slicing capabilities in collaboration with its A1 and Telia operations partners. As with closed-loop automation in general, full end-to-end network slicing is likely to be years away, but CSPs should start experimenting now with specific use cases and domains. Finally, in the area of professional services, we've seen organizations applying automation to new and newly urgent customer challenges, such as the reaggregation of products, Humpty Dumpty style, from multi-vendor disaggregated network elements, and more efficient cell site acquisition and commissioning services. In the first group, we would have seen WWT, which is a private $12 billion value-added reseller based in St. Louis, here in the States. WWT is vying to become a new kind of factory to help mobile network operators and other service providers, such as its partner Mobile Edge X, solve complex multi-vendor challenges by providing services spanning component testing, multi-vendor product reintegration, and shipment of those reintegrated products to customer job sites. We also would have seen Nokia's service organization, which is working to provide what it calls delivery transformation through its new DNA or digital network architecture. DNA includes what it calls DigiMOPs, digital methods of procedure, to automate and accelerate 5G deployments across the life cycle of design, deployment, and operations, today with a focus on mobile sites, their acquisition, design, and deployment, with a goal to drastically shrink the time to service of new cell sites. As we can see from the announcements of note, Nokia was particularly busy in the area of automation pre-MWC, but 5G and related market discontinuities are providing room for new competition on new competitive fronts as well. There are many, many angles from which to attack automation, and they will all need to come into play for 5G to get to the cost points that we look for. Thank you for listening, and if you're interested in watching the full webinar covering IoT, 5G consumer use cases, edge computing, 5G infrastructure, and a reprise of this talk today on network automation, I'm pleased to say it's available on demand, and you can find it under the webinar section of our website. Thank you again for joining me today.